The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.
Signature Homes, of course, an award-winning Geelong builder specialising in custom design homes, $400,000 to $1 million. We were hoping to speak with Dan Butler, but he's doing some TV commitments on the Gold Coast. So Nick Hind from Clunes, originally near Ballarat.
There's one very happy Saints supporter, Kingy, down at Mount Eliza.
Yes.
He's up and about.
The former Victorian wicketkeeper.
Oh, yeah, he's marching in with them. He's up and about, off his plastic.
Yeah, he's had a tough week. There's been a bereavement in the family, so our thoughts with Chuck End, all the Berry clan, but yeah, sad to hear that, but the Saints will put a smile on his dial.
Absolutely, he loves the Saints.
7-3 St Kilda, and well, the next couple of weeks, Geelong, Essendon, and then in round 13, the Saints have got, just a very quick look, got the Brisbane Lions. So, three games, consecutive games at the Gabba, so they'll be familiar with Brisbane's home ground by the time they actually play with them. But that's a big 3 weeks for the Saints. That's, 7-3. If they come out of that 2-1, get themselves to 9-4 with... five to play, or four to play, is a really good position to put themselves into. And there's not many weaknesses there.
It's more their style, Kingy, that could become the weakness. And it's, you know, they identified it. We heard it in the pregame. It's just about finding that balance of, you know, when to keep going quick and when to slow the game down and maintain possession and get it back on your terms. So, you know, that'll be the learning curve for them. You know, they've brought in those five recruits and they're doing quite well and added a lot to this young group. You know, Hunter Clark was fantastic off halfback. Caulfield is a very good player. Billings was good again tonight. Butler's, you know, outstanding in the front half. Long, you know, a bit quieter tonight, but he's played some good footy. Battle stepped up in some big moments. You know, Membry didn't have to do a lot, so, you know, he's been one who's had to stand up in previous years. Patton looks like he can play a little bit, and Wilkie did an outstanding job tonight. So, you know, there's some really good players, younger players scattered through, you know, some experience, you know, guys that have been around the club for a little bit, but also some experience that they've brought in. So they've got a really good balance at the moment, and you know, the coach looks quite relaxed, and he's down on the bench tonight. You know, both coaches were, but Brett Ratton looks quite relaxed and looks like he's got them fully engaged and playing the way that they want to play.
So the Saints now have to pick themselves up for a game in 4 days. There'll be a lot of time spent in the surf, you would suspect, off Broadbeach.
Yeah, there'd be a busy little beach down there, Kingy. There'd be, you know, Ben would enjoy that sort of setup down there and his little speedo strutting around. We spoke about guys strutting and...
I don't strut,
oh,
really.
Oh, man, I've seen I've you walk into this
mankini.
Establishment.
I've just got a mankini. Just got a bronze orange mankini. You want to cut the stats, Kingy?
I just want to go to the KFC Twitter.
Yeah.
Temp the Rat, George Templeton, he joins us occasionally. He's got some issues. The ganging up by the other commentary team members on Tom King is not on. A bit like you were just talking about with Witherden earlier.
Well, the Witherden is different. He got the... That was head. Head's a bit sacrosanct, but...
Sacrosanct?
Yeah, that's a word. But and then the rest of the stuff.
Me fail English? That's impossible.
Yeah, that's impossible. I choose you, but...
thanks, Simpson. Yeah,
Ralph Wiggum.
as much as we love people tweeting in, don't stick up for Kingy.
Covered.
Chief Wiggum. Son, women are like nuts.
No. Kerr's stats, please, Benny.
So the Kerr's Hires, that was a very funny episode. And it's on at 6:30.
They are all very funny episodes.
So the Suns had four more inside 50s. They had five more contested possessions. They had 15 more clearances. They were minus 28 in marks. The disposals were split 50-50. The tackles 51-42 in favour of the Suns. So they certainly gave it every chance. On the individual front, Billings had 27 and kicked didn't kick a goal, just a minor score. Steele was good, 21 touches and kicked two goals to go with that, plus five tackles. Eight marks as well. Hunter Clark, I thought, was superb. 19 touches, particularly in the last quarter. A little bit of poise under pressure. Got the Saints out of trouble. 16 of his 19 touches were effective. Wilkie was superb on Sexton. Could be Steve Maddox down-out arrangement for Wilkie. 18 touches... And Sexton only had five effective disposals and didn't kick a goal. That is a pantsing. Carlisle was good, particularly early. Hill okay. Marshall, 17 touches. All 17 hit the target, 5 marks. Nick Hines, 17 touches. 11 of those were effective. He had a couple of clearances and nearly kicked a ripping goal. And Gresham, they just got something for everybody, the Saints. And for the Suns, Ellis had 23, Greenwood 22, Swallow had 22. Lukosius was good, starting to find his feet at AFL level, 21 touches. Weller, okay, 18 touches. Ainsworth, okay with 18. Tuke Miller, 18 and 2 goals. And Will Powell, 14 and 2 goals. And Isaac Rankin, he is the human highlight reel. He had 13 possessions and kicked 2 goals. And every time he went near the ball, it caused the arousal levels to go through the roof. But a ripping game. Gold Coast, no doubt, will be bitterly disappointed they didn't get the chocolates. But it was another step, I think, in their evolution as a footy club. They hung tough. They nearly got the Saints, who had been in really good form, but just a little bit of poise under pressure probably let them down in the end. The other one worth mentioning, too, is Sam Collins, who was pretty good all night, 14 touches down in the back half. He had the better of the matchup with Max King, who only kicked the one goal and took 3 marks.
Just some sad news coming through tonight. Obviously, the redundancies at Geelong, but multiple reports coming through that Simone Bellairs, who headed up the Cats women's program, has been one of those people let go by Geelong. So that's disappointing to hear. Simone's done a power of work in the women's football sphere at Geelong since the VFL licence became theirs, I think, in 2017, and then obviously the last 2 years in the AFLW competition. So disappointing to hear, but hopefully Simone bobs up in the football industry again. She's a great operator and a good person, and sorry to hear that news. So jobs have gone from the Cats, as we reported a little bit earlier, but those who are out of work is just starting to filter through various media agencies this evening. Unfortunately, we won't be able to get down to the Saints rooms. They've headed into a meeting, and that's unfortunately not going to end before we go off air. So, Benny, what we might do, after going through those stats for Kerrs High, move on to our Steamatic standout. Steamatic, delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Your disaster restoration experts. Brownie, who's your Steamatic standout
today? I think Butler, just his ability to get out the hit the scoreboard, I should say, and his wheels late in the game. We heard his teammates really pump up his wheels, Ben, and he's quicker than Lockie Weller, who's not a slug. And that was the quote of the night for me. But just his effort around goals puts pressure on. Now, there's some fantastic players all across the ground for the Saints. Hunter Clark was very good down back as well. Jake Carlo had a good game. But for me, the ability to hit the scoreboard, and particularly in big moments late in the game, got him across the line. So Dan Butler for me tonight, can you?
Thank you for that, Brownie. Steamatic is Australia's leading provider of specialist cleaning and disaster management services. They are your disaster restoration experts, and you'll find them on Essendon Street in Grovedale. Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head. It was King versus King, and there wasn't a third King involved, but the two Kings that took to Metricon Stadium. In the end, who wins that battle? Does it go to the King that's on the winning team?
Well, a King has won the Geelong Insurance Broker head-to-head. We can guarantee that, Kingy. And this is too many Kings in a sentence. But Tom King, you were our third on our list there. Max King just kicked the one goal, so he can come in second. And our Steamatic standout, not Steamatic,
so our insurance
broker head-to-head goes to Ben King with the 3 goals. Crash packs early, didn't quite clunk a couple of marks, but worked his way into the game and got some reward late. And he was our Geelong Insurance Broker head-to-head winner.
Geelonginsurancebrokers.com.au.
The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar 5th Quarter.